Hey, I was at the supermarket just yesterday morning, and you know what I saw? A guy had a big shopping cart full right to the very top of everything, toilet paper and sanitized stuff and on and on, and it just was driving me crazy. I looked at that and I thought, another hoarder, somebody needs to deal with this guy. So I went over and I started ringing him out, and I called him names and called him a selfish guy, and he finally looked up at me and he said, "Are you done?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Good, now I can finish stocking the shelves." Hey, you gotta watch who you say what to. Are things like they appear? Not always in Hollywood. You got all these leftist, elitist kind of people. You know, everything is Trump's fault, right? He's just watching these people. And many of them have actually made comments like, "I hope the president gets the virus." Yeah, it's like saying, "I hope everybody in Hollywood gets the virus." I mean, I couldn't and wouldn't say that because they're all a bunch of left-wing wanks and we don't need them anyway, blah, 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 blah. But they're just not good. I mean, whatever happened to Americans, you know, like stand up and be proud, and when in trouble, join up. But they just don't do that. Instead of bashing Trump, you know, please tell me what you love about the Democrats. I'll wait. Waiting. How about they don't have a lot of good to say about them, right? Nobody does. I mean, they talk and talk, but nothing really comes out. Their mouth opens and words spell out. Okay, now I see all these people wearing masks everywhere. And it kind of occurred to me, if you do that, you're basically, or really, literally, baby, trapping bugs in your mouth, aren't you? By your nose and your mouth. I mean, is that healthy? Is that good? A lot of scientists say not so good. And other people are now saying maybe cover your nose. Everybody has an opinion, don't they? I mean, the world now has changed. We have a new world order because everybody only talks about the virus. That's all you see on television as well. I mean, there's nothing else anymore about business or whatever. I'm still doing a little bit of business, but I gotta tell you, it ain't easy. You know, I mean, we've had to let a lot of people go, and various companies that I own, and I'm making up salaries and doing everything I can to help them because it's an unfair time, and you want to make sure that everybody's looked after, and it's a struggle for everyone. But you know what? All these different opinions, in addition to that, it confuses the world. It does that, you know, and the Prime Minister in Canada, he kind of breaks me up as well. Because when I came through the border back to Canada here recently, I was told that if I even put my nose outside of my house to pick up a newspaper, I could be fined upwards to $1 million. When you're in isolation, you're in isolation. The very same day, I saw the Prime Minister of Canada having a news conference. He too is in isolation in his house. And where's the news conference? Standing outside on his lawn with a whole bunch of reporters and different people. This is the same guy that passed a rule saying that if I do it, I gotta pay $1 million in fine and or go to jail. Okay then, it kind of sounds like him, doesn't it? He's living the dream, right? I mean, this is the best thing that's ever happened to him because now he can look at it and say, "Hey, I can order people around. I finally have something I know how to deal with, because all I have to do is continue to spend money, print it, spend it, and order people around." And that's what he's doing. It's kind of working for him. I hope that we get things back. I mean, wow, this thing is really going on. Now, with regards to the stimulus cash to Canadians that the Prime Minister lost my head there just briefly, prime mistake, that he has promised everybody, he's still promising every day. I mean, it's too bad he gave all those hundreds of zillions of dollars away to every other country for gender bathrooms and so on. I mean, talk about being misguided, because Canadians could use that money now. Instead, he's printing money, racking up debt, and everybody has to pay for this. You all got to write checks, and the taxes will increase. They are increasing now. But then even back to the distribution of money. How can a guy that runs a country, there's no management with the Liberal government, how are you going to make this happen? How are you going to go out and pay millions and millions of Canadians billions and billions of dollars? I have an idea. You have 300 and some odd members of Parliament. They set everything up and they're writing for elections, so why not let them do one? They can have lots of people, they can sit at tables, everybody lines up and get your stimulus check, and the MP or one of dozens of people, volunteers, workers too, for that member of Parliament will talk to you and say, okay, and write you a check. And they'll say the check's postdated for 2 days, maybe 3 days, and at the end of each day, you add it up and you call the libs and you say, this is how much you need to deposit into our account. It ain't that tough, right? Unless they have a better way. They might. They haven't shared that with anybody, but I have a hard time thinking that they'll be able to process this very easily or very well, because there'll just be a whole bunch of forms to fill out, And who does that? And who approves that? They're just not ready for this. I mean, the members of Parliament, I think it's their people. The people in their riding, they're the ones that could do it easily, and they can make decisions. They should have the latitude to say, I'll give you a check, and I won't give you a check, because I think you're a scammer, and so on. Anyway, y'all come back tomorrow. We'll have more from you from the right. See ya.